The timber company Boise Cascade quietly has announced on its webpage that it will phase out the cutting of old-growth trees for the next 2 years. Those are trees that in some cases are hundreds of years old, growing in forests that never have been logged. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold wonders if a tree doesn't fall in the forest, whether anyone hears or even cares.
When a 200-year-old tree comes down, it's as though Gulliver himself has tripped and fallen to the forest floor. Whether these giants should be cut or left alone has long been the subject of passionate debate between conservationists, timber companies, politicians, and the U.S. Forest Service. These are trees with a diameter of some 6 feet that are older than we are. They've become a powerful symbol in the struggle over whether or not to harvest the last remaining old-growth forests in the Northwest. So much so that another giant, Boise Cascade, now named simply Boise, the largest timber company still cutting old-growth trees, has decided to stop. Company spokesman Doug Bartels started telling customers last week about the change in policy.
I think it reflects a couple of things. Principally, one is Forest Service policy has changed, and they are moving away from the management of old growth. And I think it reflects, too, that our customers really don't require an old growth component in the products that they're looking to us to supply today.
And as Bartels is quick to point out, last year old growth trees made up less than 1% of Boise's timber harvest. That's because, due to public pressure, the Forest Service is putting fewer of these trees on the market. Still, Bartels says, despite the fact that fewer are available for harvest, the decision not to cut any of these trees is significant.
Yes, they are special. You know, I think public opinion has gone in that direction. And, you know, we were so close to zero as it was, we figured we'll just take it there.
Environmentalists are mildly impressed. Jasmine Manbashian heads up the Northwest Old Growth Campaign.
My reaction was that it confirmed to me that the general trend in the timber industry is to move away from logging old growth, that the industry is realizing that logging old growth is not just unpopular with environmentalists, it's unpopular with the public and it's unpopular with consumers.
But Manbashian points out there's a big difference between her definition of old growth and Boise's. Boise defines old growth as forest 5,000 acres or larger with trees 200 years old. While Manbashian's group is trying to permanently protect 1 million acres of federal land and is fighting 100 timber sales on it that contain old growth, none of that falls under Boise's definition. Many of the trees are younger, and all are growing on patches much smaller than 5,000 acres.
It doesn't add up, and it's pretty clear they're trying to pull a fast one on the public.
Not so, says Bartels, who disagrees with Manbashian that an 80-year-old tree in a forest that may have been harvested once qualifies as old growth. So does this policy change really add up to any trees being saved? Neil Lawrence, a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, says not many, because even if Boise doesn't cut it, someone else will, as long as the Forest Service puts the timber on the market. But Lawrence does begrudgingly appreciate that Boise is moving to put even one tree off limits to logging, and is hopeful other companies will follow suit.
Well, I think that any move by Boise Cascade towards preserving old growth is, though overdue, welcome.
So the answer is, in fact, yes. If a tree doesn't fall in the forest, particularly a really big old tree, somebody will hear and care ever so slightly. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.